From the KTOO Newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news update. Governor Bill Walker is facing a major decision on one of Alaska's oldest and controversial megaproject ideas, whether to extend Juneau's main road 28 miles closer to Haines and Skagway. The route the state previously supported was estimated to cost $574 million, of which the state would pay 9%. For Governor Walker, the question is whether the road should end at 40 miles north of Juneau. Walker shut down two megaprojects last year, the Kinnickarn Bridge and Susitna-Wautana Dam. He says he weighed his options during a recent flight from South Korea. He said he's not leaning in any particular direction at this point. More than 750 paratroopers will drop from the sky in a military training event next week near Delta Junction. The Army, in an announcement from Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson, says the jump Wednesday afternoon will be part of a mass airborne assault training event known as Joint Forcible Entry Exercise. The paratroopers will drop from 11 aircraft from the U.S. Air Force, Royal New Zealand Air Force, and Republic of Korea Air Force. The Alaska Department of Transportation has closed four road maintenance stations and discontinued maintenance at a rural airport as part of a series of cuts brought on by drastic reduction in the department's budget. Officials tell KTUU-TV that the changes mean the roads will still be maintained, but will take longer to plow snow and treat ice. The state received federal funds to conduct a comprehensive landslide hazard assessment of Sitka after slides there last year left three people dead and caused $1 million in damage. The Sitka Sentinel reports the assessment will use data collected earlier this year through laser scans of the area. A 19-year-old Yakutat man says the state's oldest Native organizations are taking important steps to reach out to young people, but he says they need to do more. Devlin Anderstrom was the keynote speaker at this year's Alaska Native Sisterhood and Brotherhood Grand Camp Convention. He spoke Wednesday to leaders and delegates gathered in Juneau. Anderstrom is president of his hometown's Alaska Native Brotherhood chapter. He teaches Tlingit language and art at Yakutat High School. He praised efforts to support and expand Native rights and culture, but he said those efforts need to grow. The Alaska Native Sisterhood and Brotherhood are each more than 100 years old, and most attending the convention are in their 50s, 60s, or 70s. But this year, Anderstrom was joined by other younger delegates. He said that's important. The ANB-ANS convention continues in Juneau through Saturday. The convention's theme is Bridging the Past, Present, and Future with Our Youth. We'll post Anderstrom's full speech to our website with this report later. A state senator from Wasilla plans to introduce legislation that would restore the portion of the Alaska Permanent Fund dividends vetoed by Governor Bill Walker. Senator Mike Dunleavy says he hopes the issue gets immediate attention once the legislature convenes in January. If it passes, Walker could veto it. That's the latest from the KTOO Newsroom in Juneau. I'm Jeremy Shea.